Men arrested in Paris casino for high-tech cheating scheme. Two men were recently arrested at Casino Barrière Enghien-les-Bains in Paris, France, for allegedly cheating. Authorities reported that the method they used was distinctive and made it possible for them to win tens of thousands of euros per night in various revered European casinos. In most European countries, cheating in casinos is illegal. However, the punishments vary, ranging from fines and probation to short-term imprisonment and lifetime bans from gambling establishments. Suspicions of large-scale cheating network. The arrested men are suspected of being members of a widespread cheating network operating across Europe. However, without confessions or evidence of accomplices, their involvement in a larger scheme remains unconfirmed. Currently, they are under investigation for collaborating to cheat casinos by securing an unfair advantage. Stéphane Pialat, head of the Central Racing and Gaming Service, described the cheating technique as complex. She emphasized the necessity of combating fraud and urged gambling operators to take preventative measures against similar incidents and to take action when they are uncovered in order to deter people. According to local media, the two men suspected of being involved in the cheating scheme were apprehended late last month. The police investigation, which required specialized surveillance, found that the pair defrauded numerous land-based casinos of thousands of euros per visit. Microscopic earpieces and wide-angle cameras. One of the men played card games such as poker, allegedly using a microscopic earpiece that was so small, it could only be removed with the help of a magnet. He also placed a smartphone on the gaming table equipped with a wide-angle microscopic camera to view the dealt cards. The camera's footage was transmitted to the second man, who waited in a car outside the casino. This accomplice then provided the player with tips, giving him an unfair advantage. French law enforcement stated that this is the first recorded case of its kind in the country. The full extent of their fraudulent activities across French and European casinos remains unknown.